thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Industry Minister Welshman Ncube rules out forming a coalition with Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MTC formation ahead of crucial elections this year, saying Mr. Tsvangirai and President Robert Mugabe continue to sideline him and his MTC party in crucial decision-making processes.
Clearly, we are being excluded, quite deliberately. Indeed, SADC itself is being excluded because all along for the last 4 years, SADC has interfaced and interacted with us through the negotiator. And indeed, they have a scheduled meeting with the negotiators for the 30th of this month to discuss that election roadmap.
Local Government Minister Ignatius Chombo fires Mutare Mayor Brian James for mismanagement, misconduct and insubordination. The MDC mayor will not be allowed to stand in any local government elections in the next 10 years.
And the World Food Programme says it is ready to assist more than 1.6 million Zimbabweans who may require food aid this year due to poor harvest.
The facilitation team of South African President Jacob Zuma that arrived in Harare yesterday for talks with JOMICO chairpersons today met with the MDC formation of Industry Minister Welshman Ncube following its complaints that Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and President Robert Mugabe are deliberately flouting the Global Political Agreement and SADC resolutions on the Zimbabwe crisis. Ivan Chifera has details from the capital.
Ncube told journalists after meeting the facilitation team at his party headquarters in Harare that President Mugabe and Prime Minister Tsvangirai have, in his words, rewritten the GPA to exclude his party, adding the agreement is being undermined on daily basis. He said the two were openly defying a Maputo SADC summit resolution, directing the two and their parties to recognize him as a principal and work with his MDC formation in implementing the GPA and crafting the road to the country's next crucial elections.
Clearly, we are being excluded, quite deliberately. Indeed, SADC itself is being excluded because all along for the last 4 years, SADC has interfaced and interacted with us through the negotiator. And indeed, they have a scheduled meeting with the negotiators for the 30th of this month to discuss that election roadmap. But the two gentlemen have now decided that the negotiators no longer have a mandate over the roadmap.
Ncube alleged Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Mugabe's actions prove they want to sideline SADC from the elections process. Ncube says SADC is now fully aware of the chaos that is taking place following today's meeting.
We briefed them on these things and we underlined the contemptuous disregard of SADC resolutions by President Mugabe and Prime Minister Tsvangirai on a daily basis. We even narrated to them the chaotic events of yesterday.
Ncube said yesterday he was invited to the principal's meeting by an official from Mr. Tsvangirai's office and two ministers from his party, namely James Ontimba and Finance Minister Tendai Biti, but was blocked from attending the meeting by Mr. Mugabe. He said it was after that meeting that Mr. Tsvangirai made the announcement that the principals had appointed Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa and Constitutional Affairs Minister Eric Matinenga from their two respective parties to rewrite the elections roadmap, excluding his MDC formation. This, Ncube said, means Mr. Chinamasa and Mr. Matinenga will be responsible for all the amendments to the Electoral Act and the political roadmap signed by the three parties on media, security sector reforms, among other crucial things that need to be addressed ahead of the polls.
Effectively, meaning that we do not have a GPA anymore. We don't have three political parties to that GPA. That we have one person or the persons of Tsvangirai and Mugabe and Mtambara who have substituted themselves for the political party. To us, it is plain that we now have an alliance between Tsvangirai and Mugabe.
Ncube wants SADC to intervene urgently, saying his party will not recognize decisions from processes it was excluded from. He said SADC, as guarantors of the GPA, should make it clear that they will not recognize the outcome of the elections if the process leading to the polls is not inclusive. He said the facilitation team will prepare a report for President Jacob Zuma and SADC Troika Chair President Jakaya Kikwete of Tanzania. Mwiwe said the principal's forum is causing confusion that works well for ZANU-PF's agenda, adding there is a risk that parliament may be dissolved before effecting amendments to the Electoral Act.
What is the effect of that? That the constitution itself can hardly be implemented. And if it is to be implemented, you might have to resort to Mugabe's temporary measures, the Presidential Powers Temporary Measures Act, to make the necessary laws to hold an election.
He said given what is happening between MDCT and ZANU-PF, the question of a coalition is out.
We hope that now that it is clear, crystal clear for anyone who has eyes, that MDCT and ZANU-PF are in an alliance. Those of you who keep annoying us with your coalition question will now stop asking us that coalition question.
Commenting on the issue of the UN Elections Assessment Team, Mwe said the UN will not give any funds for elections to a country that gives them conditions as to who they should and not meet.
They must have an unfettered right to talk to all stakeholders in coming to a conclusion. They will never accept, repeat, never accept what we are trying to.
The UN team had planned a visit to Zimbabwe following its request for financial assistance to run polls, but disagreement between the MDCT and ZANU-PF, the UN saw the team going back to New York without entering Harare. Only the head of the team had meetings with Beatty and Chinamasa in Harare on Sunday. Chinamasa yesterday told journalists that Zimbabwe has since withdrawn its requests for funds from the United Nations. But Prime Minister Tsvangirai's spokesman Luke Tamborinyoka told Studio 7 the request still stands. Harare says it needs at least $132 million for elections scheduled for later this year. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.